Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Dear Flatty, I've got a question for you. I have a little problem, so with you.
Dear Flatty, the sun is long overdue to send a giant solar flare our way and take out all the power grids. Do you think I should go Amish now in preparation? If not, what would be your survival strategy? I'm fucked. If there's a solar flare or whatever and we lose all power, I'm fucked.
So I just read an article, something about the Supreme Court. They decided on a case about Amish people. Amish people just won a case where they are now allowed to take their gray water, which is like all the water that doesn't have sewage in it, yep, and use it to water their crops. So
I don't think I like that because I buy a lot of Amish vegetables.
Right. I always had I don't know if the word is romanticized or whatever. Like I always had a different view of Amish people. They live in a different time. Everything, you know, it's so simple or whatever, but they're using their water that they wash their clothes in by hand to water their crops. Now they're not like doing anything to like clean that water. You know what I mean? Like, so you never really think about those sorts of problems when you think about going Amish or whatever. It's always like, where am I going to charge my iPod or whatever? Like, I mean, I'm not sure where we get this idea that like living without nice things is somehow romantic or better, you know?
Well, I think it is. Well, let me rephrase that. So I think it's proven that when you start worrying more and more about possessions, your life becomes more and more empty.
Right. I agree with that.
Okay. So if you spend like an Amish person, they wake up, they build three barns, then they build some furniture, a patio set, and then they grow some vegetables, and then they make donuts, and then they go to bed.
Right.
And then they wake up and they build a barn and they sew their clothes from all the work they did yesterday.
Yep.
And then they build a swing and then they go to bed. They spend no time on Twitter. Like, you didn't say my pronouns and all that shit. Like their whole life is just work. And then what is it? Hasba or whatever, when they get to go out and experience the real world.
Rumspringa.
Right.
Hasba.
And then I think that's amazing. They do nothing to prep their kids for what the real world is like. Then they throw them to the wolves and say, see, it's horrible out there, isn't it? Now come back.
So the idea is that you basically work from the time you wake up until the time you go to bed just to exist. There is no downtime. So the fact that you're going to not be happy or be sad or think about anything other than work, that's where you lose me. Their idea is if we work enough, we don't have time to be sad or anxious or any of that crap because we're too busy working. But you're missing out on so much more of life, right?
You're missing out on King of the Hill and Bob's Burgers.
That's exactly right. So I'm not saying that Did you say bills? Like you have to pay the cable bill or whatever and you're worried about that? Well, if I don't farm today, I don't eat tomorrow. Like that's more of a concern, right? So if I don't pay,
if they don't farm today, that's because they were building a barn.
All right. And if they don't build that barn, then whoever was going to live in that barn doesn't get to live in it. Swing. So if they're not working, they're not getting the fruits of their labor, right? Is that right?
Yeah. But I don't think they're only storing four fruits or like enough fruit to last the next day. Like I think they've got fruits ahead.
So what do you think they do with their spare? Do you think they have spare time?
Put more fruits in the fucking shed.
Put more fruits in the shed. What does that even mean?
I don't think the question was like specifically about Amish. I think that you just latched on like, okay.
I did. I don't even remember what the question was.
How are you going to do if there's no, what are you doing to prep if there's no power? Oh, I'm going to be Amish.
No, I'm. Every week I've been investing in those battery power packs. I just charge them. I just keep charging on the ones, rotating the ones that I charge. I got like 30,000 of them in my garage.
So I know it sounds stupid, but you know, after getting wiped out by a hurricane, you start appreciating natural disasters a little more.
Sure.
Since I live in Kansas, like Tornado Alley, it is a matter of time before I lose all my possessions again to a tornado. So down in the basement, we have a tornado shelter, like in the middle of our concrete basement, we have a steel room with a vent that goes straight out, you know, up past through the first floor. Whatever. Sure. So if it collapses, you have air and everything.
Yeah. Wow.
All right. So I put shelves in down there and I started putting supplies because at some point, if there's a tornado, I've already planned all this out. I know worst case scenario. There's going to be a tornado. Me and my wife and my five dogs are going to go down into our safe room. So I've started putting supplies down there. I've got
a cheeseburger. I've got enough,
I've got enough supplies to last all of us at least 4 hours.
Awesome. You're good. Everything's good.
So as long as the power grid comes back up in 4 hours, I've got no issues.
It'll be so awesome if the police come or the firemen come and they pull you out 6 hours later and you come out and you're just emaciated. It's been 6 hours. Where have you been?
Looking like one of them Jews coming out of the concentration camps.
Yep.
Wife's legs gnawed off.